And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have one of the most amazing new guests, Barbara Honegger. And Barbara has an interesting past. She has been an intel agent for multiple administrations. She has a tremendous knowledge of Iran-Contra and current events. She's working right now in a consortium of other people that are working on reopening up the issue of what happened at the Pentagon and 9/11. And of course, with the issues in the Pentagon, this truly became a national disaster of biblical proportions. And of course, she has, with many of her cohorts and people that I've been involved with for years as well, but she's got tremendous knowledge in this, of 9/11 at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon explosions as being a demolition and an inside job. So with that very short intro, I want to introduce Barbara Honegger. Barbara, we have lots of stuff to analyze today. I'd like you to kind of talk about some of the links you've sent me, because I went through a bunch of these links and videos. Like, you're amazing in your knowledge base. And, of course, the group of attorneys you're doing are working on trying to set up a grand jury to start proper further investigations and indictments, because it's obvious that 9/11 was a crime against America by, as they say, an inside job. It wasn't just the World Trade Center. It was the Pentagon. And, of course, a particular sector of the Pentagon, and I'm still working on digging up the audio clips for you, which I will have probably by the next show, was April Gallup, who on my show said something that you're surprised to hear, that April had told me, and I have other sources as well besides April, that there were not only black boxes but aircraft parts on a sector right beside hers, one of the inner sectors of the actual Pentagon, months before the explosions that destroyed the sectors of the Pentagon. And this is a really big deal, because people should understand that this sector that she was actually working in was being refurbished by the British on a contract to put in Kevlar windows and titanium girders as well. They were doing some actual reconstruction of that area and hardening it, they said. So lots of stuff going on. I'd like you to start with your analysis of what's going to happen with your investigations with your co-attorneys and the grand jury that you want to get rolling here to actually unmask this kind of conspiracy. Because if we don't solve it, just like we didn't solve Oklahoma City, we had 9/11. If we don't solve 9/11, we're going to have a bigger event down the road, aren't we?
Hello?
Yes. So we will have a larger event if we don't unveil the underlying cause and the actors of 9/11, right?
Right, exactly. Well, thank you, Dr. Bill, for having me on for this hour. And I look forward, because we're not going to be able to cover everything people need to know in 1 hour. No, so I look forward to doing other shows with you.
But we can do also a little audio afterward on video. We actually put you up on audio afterward on our Vimeo channel. Yeah, and I'll embed that right after the show. Go ahead.
Bill, please don't talk over me. We talked about that before the show.
No, go ahead.
All right. I want to start because I heard your lead-in, or I heard the end of the last guest's discussion, and I want people to be very, very clear that you were talking about chipping people and locking people digitally into the Matrix. And it's been planned for a very long time, and people need to be very, very clear that the trigger event for being able to have the pretext to roll out all of that technology and have it funded by your taxpayers' dollars out of your pocket to the tune of trillions of dollars, that all goes back to the lie of who attacked us on 9/11. And let me prove it to you. Exactly 1 year before 9/11, and what I'm about to read you is from a video of Aaron Russo, who is on YouTube. You can see it for yourself, but I'm going to read you the quote, and it's mind-boggling. This quote is also in my very critical YouTube online called Behind the Smoke Curtain, What Happened at the Pentagon on 9/11 and Didn't, and Why It Matters So Much. So just look up Behind the Smoke Curtain on YouTube and watch it. It has over 500,000 views. Now I'm going to read you what Aaron Russo, producer Aaron Russo, was told by Nicholas Rockefeller exactly a year before 9/11 on September 11th, 2000. So Nicholas Rockefeller, of the Rockefellers who actually built the Twin Towers that were brought down by pre-placed explosives on 9/11 with the plane impact that's simply the cover story, Nicholas Rockefeller told Aaron Russo exactly a year before 9/11, quote, and this is on YouTube, with Aaron saying this on camera, quote, there's going to be an event. That event turned out to be 9/11. There's going to be an event, and out of that event, we're going to invade Afghanistan so we can run pipelines through the Caspian Sea, so we can then go into Iraq to take the oil and establish bases in the Middle East and to make the Middle East into the New World Order. In my relationships with some of these people, Aaron Russo, Nicholas Rockefeller says to Aaron Russo, I can tell you this event is as evil as it gets. And then Nicholas Rockefeller said to Russo, if Russo joined them, meaning the elite, Russo was told that he would, quote, be spared the police state measures that would be imposed on the rest of the American public after the event, i.e. 9/11, happened, unquote. So people need to understand that the whole warrantless mass surveillance of your phones, of your emails, et cetera, that was actually starting as early as February, we know, of 2001, right after W. Bush and Cheney got into office, and we know that for a fact. So they were already putting pressure on AT&T, et cetera, to do this even before the so-called event 9/11 that gave them the public pretext for doing it, even though they'd already started doing it. Okay, so people need to understand that everything goes back to the lie of who attacked our country on 9/11. It was both an inside job and it was an outside job. It was an inside job, and when people go to behind the smoke curtain on YouTube, all of the proof is there for you. And I should say to your listeners, Bill, that the information in behind the smoke curtain, I, for 16 years, was the senior military affairs journalist at the Naval Postgraduate School, which the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, refers to officially as, quote, DOD's premier science, technology, and national security affairs graduate research university, unquote. I was the senior military affairs journalist there for over a decade and a half. And it was in that position before and after 9/11. I was there on 9/11, before 9/11, on 9/11, and for 11 years after before I retired in good standing in June of 2011. And I've been focusing on 9/11 research and publication and publicity ever since full time. People need to understand that most of the information in behind the smoke curtain came from that position as senior military affairs journalist for the Pentagon that I held all those years. And at the Naval Postgraduate School, the top military and civilian officials of our military intelligence superstructure come to the Naval Postgraduate School. They come to give the Navy, Secretary of the Navy's guest lecture. They come to give class lectures. They come to play golf at the Naval Postgraduate School golf course. Bottom line is they come there, and for 11 years after, they came there, and I was assigned to interview them, to go to their lectures, to go to their classes, and interview them afterwards for official DOD publications, both hard copy publications like our newspaper, our magazine, and our online website. And after I would interview them for my job, I would ask them for permission. Can I take off my job hat, my employment hat, and put on my American civilian patriot hat and ask you what you experienced at the Pentagon on 9/11? And every single one of them told me. There's no classification involved. I signed no classification or non-disclosure agreement, and everything is in behind the smoke curtain on YouTube. So very important that people go there. And I just read you one of the slides of Nicholas Rockefeller telling Karen Russo exactly a year before 9/11 what had been planned for a very long time. Bob Kerry, who was one of the commissioners on the 9/11 commission itself, after 9/11, he has gone public. That slide is also in behind the smoke curtain, his quote. He's on YouTube as well. He said that the events of 9/11 had been planned for at least 30 years.
Wow.
Okay? So if you do the math and you go back 30 years before 2001, there wasn't any Al-Qaeda there. There wasn't even Al-Qaeda, probably the so-called Al-Qaeda alleged terrorists, probably weren't even born.
Okay. Right.
So we have an inside job on 9/11. And the last third of Behind the Smoke Curtain called Who Did It, you will learn that the inside job was perpetrated by a Zionist cabal that has infiltrated, I call them a fifth column, literally, many of them dual U.S. and Israeli citizens. Their primary loyalty is to Israel, not the United States. And we're talking about the topmost officials, Paul Wolfowitz, Philip Zelko, call me Zolodad, I can never pronounce his name, and on and on and on, and they're all named. You name the names, and I proved this in the last third of Behind the Smoke Curtain called Who Did It. So the most important thing for your listeners is to go to the Internet, go to YouTube, plug in Behind the Smoke Curtain, and watch it. It's extremely important, and if anyone wants to get in touch with me, you can do that through my email, which is BS, perfect for a writer, right? BS,
yeah.
And then HONEGG at gmail.com. So that's BSHONEGG at gmail.com. And if anyone wants to get back after watching Behind the Smoke Curtain or hearing this program today or any of our future programs we're going to do, you can also get to me through Bill Beagle. So
right.
I just wanted to start with that. And I think I've probably answered your question, but I hope that we can go directly, Bill, to the current events that have happened with the attack on Soleimani and
right.
the Hezbollah head in Iraq. I think we need to connect that back to the real story behind the Iran side of Iran-Contra, way back when Reagan and Bush Sr. stole the 1980 election from President Carter, because it does go back to that. It actually goes back to 1953, when the CIA and the British intelligence overturned the first and duly elected Prime Minister of Iran, Mossadegh. And put the straw in. So I don't know if you want to say anything about current events, but I'd like to go there now.
Absolutely. I want to mention one thing you did when we were talking the other day, which you can mention just briefly, is you brought this to
the right? I can't hear you, Bill. I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, I'll turn it up, Tomas. One of the current events...
I'm as high as it'll go.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll speak a little louder. The Sky Shield... and Operation Northwoods. Can you mention something about that?
Yes. Now, this is very important for people to know. So hopefully the links that I have sent you to my public presentations,
right.
as well as my documentaries on YouTube, that you will post those on your website along with the audio of our shows. But what you're referring to is my presentation on November 2nd of last year, which is, of course, the anniversary of the JFK assassination. I was invited to speak at the annual big JFK assassination conference in Dallas. And what you're referring to is the most important revelation from my research findings into the link, believe it or not, between the scenario. Now, let me underline the word scenario or template, the content of what really happened on 9/11, which you will see when you watch Behind the Smoke Curtain on YouTube.
Keep that thought.
We're
going to break. We'll be back in a moment with amazing Barbara Honegger. Back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you have- have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're back, and Barbara is going to continue answering the question, and then we'll continue our analysis of events. Please continue, Barbara. Very important.
Well, yeah, that's the problem with being cut off in mid-sentence. I don't remember what we were talking about. Do you?
Well, we started talking about things like the events that led up to 9/11, like Sky Shield and Northwoods.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I was in the middle of explaining why Sky Shield 2, excuse me, and Operation Northwoods are so important for 9/11 itself. And then we're going to get into these war games, which is very important, because many people don't know, but you will see it in Behind the Smoke Curtain on YouTube, my documentary on 9/11, what happened at the Pentagon and didn't, why it matters. People need to understand that on 9/11, 9/11 was actually the fourth day in a row of a series of so-called counterterrorism emergency response exercises and war games that were on scenarios eerily similar to the actual attacks, or at least the official story of what actually happened on 9/11 on the morning of 9/11 itself. So I'm going to go back now to what I was saying at the, when the break happened. And you had asked me about my presentation at the JFK conference this November 22nd. And you had asked me about two very important exercises or proposed exercises. One of them happened, one of them didn't. Call them war games if you want, back when John F. Kennedy was president. At the time, John F. Kennedy's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was General Lyman Lemnitzer. He is a very important person for the JFK assassination. And many people are aware, I'm sure, on your show, of the famous Operation Northwood document signed by General Lyman Lemnitzer, presented to President Kennedy, which proposed a number of scenarios to create pretext for invading Cuba and taking out Castro and putting another regime back in power instead in Cuba. And in Operation Northwoods, in that famous document, which is online, in Operation Northwoods, two of the scenarios were taken, almost listed, for what actually happened on 9/11. Not what the government tells you happened on 9/11, but what really did, that I prove in Behind the Smoke Curtain. And in the Operation Northwoods document, one of the proposals to Kennedy, who thank God said no to it, thank you very much, one of them was that the military and intelligence covert superstructure or deep structure would load up a civilian airliner with carefully selected passengers from the military intelligence community. It would take off. It would be secretly swapped for a military remote-controlled plane. You could call that a drone, but that's a little misleading because drones are usually too small to mimic a civilian airliner, but you can put remote-controlled technology on a civilian airliner or a refurbished civilian airliner. So it would be landed at a military base. The passengers would be taken off the plane, and the plane would be swapped for a remote-controlled aircraft that would then be flown towards Cuba. And then our own military would blast it out of the sky with a missile, blame it on Castro as a pretext for invading Cuba. So that was one of the proposed scenarios, using the civilian airliner being swapped for a remote-controlled plane that was mocked up to look like the original civilian airliner. That actually happened on 9/11. We have extremely good evidence that that happened to the so-called Pentagon plane, Flight 77. There is strong evidence, you will see it in Behind the Smoke Curtain on YouTube, my documentary on 9/11, that the plane that left Dulles Airport at 8:20 in the morning on 9/11 was swapped at the tri-state area. That the plane that they claim hit the Pentagon was not Flight 77. It didn't hit anyway. There was a plane destroyed there, but it wasn't at the official story place or time, 5 minutes and 16 seconds earlier, and that there were bombs and explosives that were detonated, pre-placed explosives detonated inside the Pentagon building, not outside, inside, beginning at 9:30 in the morning by April Gallup's death and many others. This is all in Behind the Smoke Curtain, when the official story says Flight 77, even though it wasn't that plane, didn't get to the Pentagon until almost 9:38, almost 8 minutes after a massive internal explosion about 150 feet further to the north or left, inside the outer wall by Enrico Gallo's death. So I could go on and on, but the bottom line here is there were military response exercises and war games going on the morning of 9/11, and one of the scenarios for what really happened, not what you've been told happened on 9/11, is lifted out of General Lemnitzer's Operation Northwoods proposal to President Kennedy. Now, the other one you mentioned also was the war game baby of General Lyman Lemnitzer when he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of JFK. That's the other part of what really happened on 9/11 that was merged into that Operation Northwoods plane swap scenario. And the Sky Shield 2 exercise, many people don't know this. And believe it or not, the source is the Air Force, the United States Air Force's own research book on 9/11 called Air War Over America. You can get it on Amazon. A little bit pricey, $75, highly recommend it. In that book, by the Air Force itself, you will read the amazing fact that once and only once before 9/11, back in 1961, just the year before the Cuban Missile Crisis and about a year, a little bit less than a year before Lemnitzer proposed the Operation Northwoods 9/11-type scenario to JFK that he rejected, in October of 1961, General Lemnitzer, still chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under JFK, proposed to JFK, and JFK accepted, and it was executed, Operation Sky Shield 2 by our United States Air Force and NORAD, which is under the United States Air Force. And that operation cleared the entire sky of all civilian planes over the United States. I have gone back to the New York Times microfiche for, I believe it was October 12th, just a few days before, October 12th, 1961, just after. You can do the same thing and read all about the Sky Shield 2 exercised by the United States Air Force, NORAD. And what they did, they, in advance, cleared the entire skies. The only other time that's ever happened is on 9/11. And back in October of 1961, after they cleared the entire skies, then the U.S. Air Force and NORAD executed a war game. Now, that was during the Cold War. And in that war game called Sky Shield 2, United States fighter jets played the good guy blue team, and Canadian planes played the red team pretending to be Soviet nuclear bombers, okay, coming over Canada and into the United States. And that war game happened, and they were inserting inserts or injects onto the NORAD's and Cheyenne Mountain military screens just as they were on 9/11. This is a fact that has been acknowledged by our government and is in the documents in the National Archives. You can read online now. They've been released. There were war games and emergency response counterterrorism exercises going on in New York City and the Pentagon on 9/11 on the scenario, or extremely close to the scenario, taken from Sky Shield 2 and Operation Northwoods, merged those two templates from way back at JFK, dusted off the shelf. The Pentagon does that all the time. They dusted that off the shelf, and they executed it with a few tweaks on 9/11. That's what really happened on 9/11. We also know from General Civarelli, James Civarelli, who is, if I recall his position correctly, James Civarelli was the chief of staff to the deputy secretary of the Army, the deputy head of the Army, or he might have been the chief of staff to the number two military head of the Army, but I believe to the deputy secretary of the Army. But in any case, he was extremely high up in the Army area of the Pentagon, which is the area that was the most destroyed at what really happened at the Pentagon on 9/11, the most important part of which was pre-placed inside the building and outside the building, explosives. And everybody knows, I believe, on your show, Bill, that at the World Trade Center, both World Trade Center 1 and 2, the Twin Towers, and World Trade Center 7, not hit by any plane, everybody knows, on 9/11. The real story there is pre-placed explosives, including insulfurated military-grade nanothermite that's proven in the dust, in the analysis of the dust from the World Trade Center attacks, We know that the real story in New York City on 9/11 was pre-placed inside the building explosives. They're also pre-placed inside the building explosives. Evidence for nanothermite, but certainly cordite at the Pentagon inside the building explosives on 9/11. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Hugh Shelton, on 9/11, in his own book, his own memoir, page 474, I believe, it's in Behind the Smoke Curtain on YouTube, my documentary on 9/11, you will read that when General Hugh Shelton, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on 9/11, got to the Pentagon, he was flying out of country, turned around, came right back. When he got to his office, or first got to the Pentagon, he says in his memoirs that the smell of cordite was overwhelming. Cordite is an explosive.
Right.
It went off inside the building. So we also know from General Civarelli that there was an emergency response exercise, a so-called counterterrorism exercise, that was scheduled for and started to be executed at the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11 on the scenario of how the building would respond, Pentagon personnel would respond, if a plane approached the building and either impacted or was about to impact the building and could be taken out. So people need to understand. And now I think we need to move on to your experience with Operation Top-Off and what happened at your knowledge about what happened at the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City, because I'm then going to link what happened on 9/11 to what happened at Oklahoma City.
Well, I'll try to speak slowly and loud, okay, so it's very clear.
Thank you.
in Oklahoma City, my boss, Major George Swinder of CECOM at St. Francis Hospital, my boss, Major Swinder, had to go off and do airtime in Fort Hood, Texas. So all five examiners, we call Special Op Chemical Team, that examined the debris of the Oklahoma City Murrah Building had to have exit examinations to make sure, number one, their health was okay, they weren't developing any health problems or exposed to something toxicologically that could affect their health.
Could you speak up for me, please?
So that they had to have an exit physical exam to make sure that they're physically okay after examining the debris at the Alfred P. Murrah Building.
Right.
Now, one of the five held up his arm and said, "Dr. Deagle, look at this rash." I said, "Yeah, that's a strange-looking rash." He said, "I was exposed to radioisotopes." I said, "What do you mean, radioisotopes?" He says, no. I said, "It wasn't ANFO." He said, "We had done the exit exam of the Khobar Towers in Riyadh several years before, and there was seven times more ANFO, and it only blew some of the windows in. It didn't destroy the structure of the building." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No." I said, "Well, why are you showing me this rash?" He said, "Because we're exposed to nuclear material." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No. We removed two U.S. Corps engineer micronukes, RDX, high explosive, superthermate, and a C4 pineapple, and there were C4 on the pillars of the parking garage." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "We had three radiation detectors that went off scale." I said, "You're kidding." Now, I said, "I'll do special tests on you to make sure you weren't exposed." He said, "I want to have normal kids. I don't want to be exposed," because he didn't have what's called a rad suit on. Sometimes when they're exposed to radiation, they get aware of what's called...
Could you speak slower and louder, please?
Thank you. Yeah, he had, was supposed to, if they were exposed to radioisotopes, he was supposed to what's called a air-sealed radiation suit. But he didn't have one when they're examining the debris of the Murrah Building. So he wanted me to do blood tests on him to make certain that he was okay and that he hadn't been damaged by radiation or isotopes. So I did the analysis on him, and guess what? He was okay, but when he had a loose tongue at a bar near Fort Carson a few months later, they court-martialed him, they hauled me into the boardroom at St. Francis, they fired me, and they gave me death threats. We're going to break in a minute. So you have to understand, Oklahoma City was a dry run for 9/11, wasn't it?
Right. Okay. Could you repeat something? Because I don't know if your volume can be turned up, but for me to be able to respond to you, I have to be able to hear it.
Yeah, I know. Are you on headphones right now, Barbara? Because I'm speaking as loud as I...
I don't have them. We're going to have to deal with what I have.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll speak. I'll speak really slow and loud, okay? And Tomas is trying to turn it up to the maximum.
Please have your volume turned up by the producer and speak slower for me.
Yeah, I will. I'll try to...
still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. I remember when I lost my. Loud as they can on their end, unless you have a headset on that really turns it up. And we are coming back with amazing Barbara Honegger. And I want to clarify, there are multiple layers of explosives in the that were identified by the 5 munition team that removed the debris from the Oklahoma City Murrah building. And that included 2 unexploded micro-nukes. There was radiation from the 3 radiation detectors went off scale. There was RDX and nanothermite, and there were also C4. One of the ones he sent, they removed a C4 pineapple and C4 on the pillars of the parking garage. In fact, I went over this years ago with General Ben Parton and other munitions experts on my show. He also mentioned that that he wanted this rash checked out, so I did blood tests on this gentleman. And when he had a loose tongue near a barn at Fort Carson, they actually court-martialed him, and they hauled me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in 95 and fired me and gave me death threats. Now, I countered by saying I want a letter of reference so I could get another job because I had a family, and I wanted my severance, which is $50,000 in cash. And I told him, I said, you know, I know where you sleep, Major Swinder and staff, because I was reading the boardroom with them. And I said, you're going to do this tomorrow, and if you try to harm me or my family, I said, I have friends in Delta Force and Special Ops, so I'll take care of matters, if you know what I mean. The next day, I got the letter of reference and the $50,000. Now, I can tell you, having gone through the process of being converted into as a doctor into a spook 26 years ago, and going through this...
I can't hear you.
Having been converted into a doctor with above top secret clearance 26 years ago, and exposed to this stuff, when the 9/11 event happened, I was driving my kids to a charter school in Littleton, Colorado, near Columbine High School, and I almost went off the road because I knew that this event was obviously pre-planned. I didn't know all the details like you do now, Barbara, we know now years later, but I knew that 9/11 was a future event that was foreshadowed by Oklahoma City. Now, at the time, I didn't know about Operations, the SHIELD, Operation 1961, or Northwoods at the time, but I knew it was an inside job. I knew in my gut, and I almost went off the highway. I almost had an accident, which I've never had an accident, but it was unbelievable. And right now, if you don't face the music of this and get it unveiled, which you're doing with your grand jury, we're going to face something a lot worse, aren't we? Please continue.
Right, right. We only have about 14 minutes left, Bill. I've got a lot to tell your audience.
Yeah, don't worry. We can continue if you'd like to. We can continue afterward on audio, video, too, right? Go ahead.
Right, but on this particular show, we don't have much time left. Allow me to continue.
Absolutely.
So what I want to do now is you've just revealed that there were whole layers of pre-placed explosives, including mini nukes, RDX, thermite, nanothermite, C4, at the Murrah building. And you're correct. The Murrah building attack was a dry run for 9/11. And
right.
What is the direct link? Let me tell you the direct link. You've also mentioned, and just let me tell the audience what you've already told me, so that I can tie it to 9/11. You've also mentioned that you were told in March of 2001 at a bioterrorism conference that there were a number of war games that were coming, that were being planned, that would involve the scenario of anthrax in New York City.
Yes.
That actually is what was not only planned, but partially executed in New York City beginning the day before 9/11. We know the name of that exercise, and I can send you to give the link or put the audio on your show page for the audio of this show, an audio interview with the city of New York by one of the individuals who worked in World Trade Center 1 or 2. And on 9/11, he luckily was not in the building. He was on the street when one of the pyroclastic clouds started coming down the street. And an FBI agent with a big FBI, you know, yellow, gold FBI, letters on his jacket on the back, pushed him through the plate glass doors of a building to avoid the pyroclastic cloud. And the FBI agent told him, and this is on an official interview on audio online, told him that we, meaning the FBI, were told this was going to happen and that it would involve anthrax. And he told this guy to immediately, as soon as he could, get to a hospital and be checked for anthrax, because the scenario was to have been that a plane hitting the towers, one of the scenarios on 9/11, that the plane hitting the towers would have been the vector to contain powdered anthrax. Okay, so You were told about that exercise, which actually was part of the scenario for starting the day before on 9/11 and the day after, September 12th, in New York City itself. So that's really important. And now let me link Oklahoma City to 9/11 itself, especially the Pentagon attack, because most people do not know. As I mentioned before, there was an exercise going on, not only on the scenario of swapping planes out, swapping them for remote-controlled planes that look like the original civilian airliners, and then remote-controlling those into the targets of World Trade Center. Two, we are almost certain of that, overwhelming evidence. It's in behind the smoke curtain, probably World Trade Center 1 as well, although there's very little video of that. So that's more problematic. But certainly the Pentagon and the evidence for a plane swap at the Pentagon and the final plane being remote-controlled, that was blown up just before it would have hit the wall by what's called the flight termination system explosion, remote-controlled explosion. So that was happening at the Pentagon on 9/11. But what most people don't know is there was also a quite elevated radiation signature at the Pentagon right after the attacks. There was a woman who happened to have, I believe she was a professional in this area. I'll have to go back. I'll send it to you if I can find it in my hard drive. But there was a woman who had a Geiger counter, a radiation detector. If I recall, she was about 8 miles or so. No, she was about 5 miles, I think, from the Pentagon. And she had taken baseline readings around. And she said that, as I recall, that the radiation level was elevated 8 times, even if that many miles away, right after the attacks at the Pentagon. So there are a number of different possibilities for that. But if we have information that many nukes were used, which I believe fully, after what happened to you and this guy being court-martialed at Fort Carswell Air Force Base, I believe that these mini nukes were used at Oklahoma City. So what's the link? What's the link to the Pentagon? The direct link to the Pentagon is that, believe it or not, the when the explosion and the official lie at the Oklahoma City, that it was just the Ryder truck bomb of Timothy McVeigh, and that's all it was, which is a joke. When the Oklahoma City attack happened, they sent in the Army's the Corps of Engineers, a team to put out the official lie of, to analyze what happened and look at the data, and they put out this official lie that it was just the Ryder truck bomb right outside the building in front. But what's important here is that when 9/11, when Oklahoma City happened, on the pretext of hardening the Pentagon against an outside explosion, like the lie of what happened at Oklahoma City, the Ryder truck bomb outside, to so-called harden the walls of the Pentagon, the outer walls of the Pentagon, the Oklahoma City attack official story lie was used as the pretext and the reason to harden the very west wedge of the Pentagon that had just finished being hardened by that British team. Increasing the hardening of the wall where Flight 77 allegedly hit, that was used as the pretext for doing all of that work hardening the Pentagon. And guess what? After the attack on the Pentagon, which had radiation elevation, which was happening when there was a war game or a counterterrorism exercise on how to defend the Pentagon building on 9/11, going on the morning of 9/11 itself, right after 9/11, who did they bring in? But not only the Army Corps of Engineers engineering team to assess the so-called cause and damage of the attack at the Pentagon to put out the official lie of what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11, but it was headed by the same person from the Army Corps of Engineers who they had sent in to put out the official lie that all that happened at the Mura building was the Timothy McVeigh truck bomb on the outside of the building. So it was the Pentagon. They set up the inside explosions at the Pentagon using the same people who put the inside explosives at the federal building.
Wow. See, that you're teaching me even new stuff that I didn't know. You know, when I see the same parties involved.
That's a miracle. You know stuff, you know?
you do know stuff. And now, here's the important point. There was a miniseries on TV. I can't remember the name right now, about container-sized nukes being brought into America by... There was a miniseries on Amazon a few years ago about container-sized nukes blown up in U.S. cities. I don't remember the name of the miniseries, but it was about three seasons.
And what was people it about? I couldn't hear you. What was the miniseries?
Yeah, there was about? A miniseries about container-sized nukes, not suitcase size, brought into cities.
Oh, yes,
of, and this miniseries was on Amazon a few years ago. I think 5 or 6 years ago. What people need to understand is we are the sponsors and the creators of these terrorist activities because we have an agenda to come out of it. And the PNAC documents and the all of the documents, for example, for the Project for the New American Century, for the documents, for example, to set up the matrix, if you want to call it, and all of the legal documents around 9/11, these were being made years before 9/11 even happened, weren't they?
Yes, that is correct. And in Behind the Smoke Curtain on YouTube, my 9/11 documentary, you will get all of the details on the Project for New American Century, PNAC, you're calling it,
right.
Manifesto. I call it the PNAC or PNAC Manifesto. And what you will see is that, and also, of course, General Wesley Clark has gone public on YouTube. You can see him talking about it, that literally the plan was to take out seven countries, originally in 5 years. They're a little bit behind schedule, aren't they? Almost four times behind schedule, almost 20 years. But the plan was to take out seven countries in 5 years. The last domino to fall is Iran, and that is exactly what is just happening right now.
Exactly.
The pressure is on to take out Iran. And the amazing, what people need to understand, very important in completing this part of our show, and I know we're going to roll over to another part of your recording here for about 20 minutes, but we've got 4 minutes left.
I think we actually only have a couple minutes left. Go ahead.
All right. Well, fine. My summary close here is that the most important thing for people to understand, bringing it into the present, is that the plan to take out Iran was the last of the seven countries. This is all goes back to the lie of who attacked America on 9/11, rolling out this regime change agenda for Israel. It's all about Israel. It's not about the United States. And people need to understand that everything that Trump is doing and has done, as well as every president before him since 9/11, Bush, Obama, and Trump, people need to understand that it's all based upon the authorization of use of military force, the AUMF, which was originally passed by Congress under pressure by our military intelligence superstructure, telling Congress the lie of who had just attacked us on September 14, 2001, and slightly amended the next year in 2002. That AUMF is still being used to do everything that Trump has just done,
exactly.
Even though there is no evidence that Iran had anything to do with 9/11. None
exactly.
Whatsoever.
None. Same thing as Saudi Arabia, right?
Well, yeah, 15 of the alleged hostages, they were just a set of Nazis.
Exactly.
But 15, we're, not hostages, 15 of the alleged hijackers
were
Saudis, but we haven't attacked Saudi Arabia. None of them were Afghanis, we attacked Afghanis. None of them were Iraqis, we attacked Iraq. None of them were Iranians. Now we're attacking Iran's man in Iraq. So
amazing.
People need to understand that the final phase of the 9/11 plan for which the inside job to tackle 9/11 was used as a pretext is rolling out right now with the Trump administration in Iran.
Absolutely. We're going to break right now.